Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to BizBev Pod's bi-weekly quiz, where Mr. William P. Keating and I, Mr. Padraig Foxy Fox, take each other on in a battle of wits and knowledge of the beverage market. How's it going, Will?
It's going great, yeah. I still, you know, feel uncomfortable when you describe it as a battle of wits. Battle of half-wits.
Yeah, I think that's much more aligned to what this quiz actually is. I don't think we really need to explain the rules again, but basically, first clue is going to be the more difficult. You get 5 points. Last clue for 1 point. People know this. It gets increasingly easier as we go through it.
Yeah.
But we've had some good battles lately.
We have. We took a week off, but I'm looking forward to this now. I need to scratch that quiz itch.
Well, you know what, Will? I feel like I've kind of phoned this week's in a little bit. So I've got good faith in you. This could be the one to kind of get you back up on top, get you the victory that I know you so dastardly want.
You see, there's no point in pretending. I really, really, really want to win. I want people to be entertained. You know, I want you to have fun. I don't want to make it too difficult for you, but yeah, I want to win.
Edutainment with a killer instinct.
Listen, let's get this one that you phoned in. Let's get it over and done with. Let's see if it's as easy. Because you're always saying this. You're always saying, oh, I think you'll get it really quickly. I think, you know, psychology.
It's mind games. I've learned from Jose Mourinho. All right. So by that, Will, I assume you're going to answer the questions first?
Yes, please.
All right. So, Will, for 5 points, this beverage company was founded in 1976 and sold to Guinness in 1993. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. The brand, so it's a brand. So the brand's owner, the beverage company, was founded in 1976 and sold to Guinness in 1993.
Oh, you see, this is so close to home now that I'm going to be raging if I don't get it really quickly. Now, having said that, it doesn't really narrow things down because Guinness over the years kind of bought more or less anything. Did you know that Guinness used to have, used to own the company that hires out the cruisers on the Shannon? Emerald Star.
I didn't know that, but it also doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and at another point, Guinness owned a meat processing factory.
Well, who didn't in 1990s Ireland?
So Guinness has owned a lot of stuff, and I'm going in a bit of a tangent because I don't really know the answer to this, but I'm going to say Satzenbrau.
It's not Satzenbrau. Have we had Satzenbrau in the quiz before? I feel we've answered Satzenbrau, but it hasn't been the actual correct answer.
Yeah, we haven't.
Okay, well, it's not Satzenbrau.
Okay.
So, all right, thinking cap back on. So, Will, a brand of the same name had existed in the state of Wisconsin for a large number of years prior to the foundation of this brand. However, the brand in Wisconsin disappeared in 2009 as they forgot to renew the trademark. And therefore allowed the other brand to fully own it in the US.
So therefore implying that this brand is still going.
Oh, yes.
And I'm trying to think of what was created in the 70s. What drink was created in the 70s that was then purchased by Guinness? Can you give me your first clue again? Apologies.
Yes.
Just so I can
understand. So this brand's parent company,
yeah,
was founded in 1976.
Yeah.
Now the brand was also founded in 1976 in this parent company. The parent company was sold to Guinness in 1993.
Okay, see, I immediately went to Ireland, but of course, that's not necessarily the case. Okay, I don't know, and I'm going to Enigma.
It's not Enigma, but you're going in the right direction and getting your head out of Ireland.
Good.
All right, yes, so there we go. So let's go a little bit more international. So this might help. This beverage is known for its distinctive grapefruit flavor because it does contain 6% real grapefruit juice.
Oh my God. What does Guinness have that has grapefruit? Oh, this is a great. This is a great, great one, Foxy. Oh, grapefruit. It's known for its distinctive grapefruit flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What is grapefruit flavored? Lilt.
many IPAs. It's not an IPA.
Yeah. No. I'm getting the impression that this is not a beer at all.
Yeah. Good thinking.
So this is not a beer. It's grapefruit flavored. Guinness bought it. I'm thinking. Is it some kind of mixer that you would get in a pub? No, not going to get. I have to pass.
All right. Well, this one there will definitely lead you down. You're edging closer. And I do apologize if I pronounce the name of the parent company incorrect here. This beverage originated in Jamaica under the ownership of Desnos and Geddes Limited. However, it's Ting. Believed that it is Ting.
Oh.
It's believed that the grapefruit was actually added in Barbados.
Oh. Well done. That's a great clue. Series of clues. Yeah, great product.
Good beverage, because for one point was going to be the gimme, which is, you know, it's a key part of such wonderful drinks such as rum and ting, whiskey and ting, tequila and ting, which is just a fantastic bar call.
It is. Yeah. I'm not sure I've ever actually had it.
Oh, you're missing out. It is really good. It's like this kind of sweet yet bitter kind of flavor. It works amazingly in cocktails and like those mix really well with vodka, which I believe is called Ving, and aforementioned whiskey and rum.
Yeah.
Should you ever find yourself in South London, different areas of Brixton and Shepherd's Bush do some local specialities with it. Highly recommend.
Absolutely. Yeah, great. Great one. Super. Well done. So I scraped 2 points there.
No, you did well when you came back with the getting ting.
You see, as soon as you put it in the Caribbean, That was the bit I needed, because I was down the Shannon.
The thing with the I think it was a cola actually in Wisconsin, and they forgot to renew the licensing for the trademark in 2009, and that allowed Pepsi, who currently own Ting, to basically sweep in and claim the trademark for themselves in the US.
Well done, great clues, great product, and I will, the next available opportunity, try a rum and Ting.
Do.
Okay, so after all your psychology, yes, I didn't do that well. Let's see, though. Your turn. You ready for your questions?
I am. You could say that tings are hotting up. Sorry.
I know you can't see my face, listeners, but I my face crumpled. Tell me you had that planned.
I had that planned, yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Of course you did. Okay, right. Here are your questions for 5 points. This product was created in Switzerland in 1969 by Roche. R-O-C-H-E. Roche.
Oh. I feel like I've heard this before, but I'm not going to get it. But knowing what Roche do now,
mm-hmm.
which I'm fairly sure is very different from what they did then, I'm going to guess it's something really random like Lemsip.
No. I think that's a very good guess. Well done.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you call Lemsip a beverage? You know,
in previous episodes, you had Kool-Aid as
that's true.
You know, a beverage. So you know, I would consider Lemsip a beverage. You don't snort it anyway.
Well, it's not recommended. I'm sure somebody has.
Answers on a postcard, please. Okay, so for 4 points, now owned by Bayer, it is available in 4 flavors: original berry, blackcurrant, orange and mango. A caffeinated version is also available in some markets.
Right, Bayer, who are also a kind of medical pharmaceutical company.
Mm-hmm.
Bayer, actually, if you want to pronounce it correctly.
Gumaleshgel.
Before you said caffeinated version, for some reason I was thinking Ribena, even though I know it's not Ribena, because that's GSK, I think. No, that's not right. God, this is tough.
You're in exactly the right area, though. You've identified the key element of this so far, which is that we're away from our usual.
Yes, we are. We've really departed. This is not the answer, but I'm going to go with MyWadi.
No, not correct. So MyWadi is a concentrated squash, for those of you who don't know. This is a much more international drink. MyWadi, I believe, is pretty exclusive to Ireland, but I could open to correction. But in Australia, the Department of Health withdrew the advertising of this product over unsubstantiated claims of invigoration, quote unquote. The self-same department had given this product a healthcare product award only 6 months previously.
Oh, God. That rules out Four Loko. this is quite tough, Will. I don't know. Am I going to get this? Right, completely. This is not right, but completely random guess to keep the show on the road, because I'm not going to get on this one. Sunny Delight?
No, but actually that's a very, very valuable guess, because now that you know it's not right, the next clue might have led you to Sunny Delight or in the same general vicinity. So just be careful of it. This product contains an excess of vitamin B2 or riboflavin, which can't be processed by the body and provides a distinctive hue during micturation. In other words, it turns your pee yellow.
It's not Baraka, is it?
Yes! Oh. It is Baraka. Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Two good ones tonight. Two good ones tonight. For one point, it would have been the current strap line for these effervescent tablets is you, but on a really good day.
Tell me more about caffeinated Baraka, though.
Baraka Boost, apparently. It contains somewhere in the region of the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee.
Wow.
So not that much, but
it's still, not inconsiderable if you're having it with your morning porridge.
Yeah. So there you go, Baraka.
There we go. That is, I didn't realize it had so many flavors as well. I just thought it was just orange. Very, very interesting. You got banned in Australia.
Well, I think their advertising was banned for anything that claimed that it was invigorating. But for me, the real distinctive bit is, of course, that, essentially you're just paying to ingest extra vitamins that your body can't process, and then you just see when you piddle.
So what you're saying is it doesn't really work?
No, but I think I genuinely think that what's the purpose of that? Obviously, they could reduce that amount so that it doesn't happen, but I think it's done in order that it gives people some kind of reassurance that, it must be doing something for me because it's turning my pee yellow.
Oh, it's almost like a placebo effect.
Yeah, exactly. But well done. Congratulations. Two all draw
and kind of both non-alcoholic.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting path we went down today.
Yeah. Well, we will, in a fortnight's time, rejoin in battle and see what happens.
All right. I look forward to it.
Ting, ting.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
There's a lot of silence for anybody listening because Will's brain is just about to explode.
I've gone on mute because one of my children is having a tantrum in the next room. Slamming doors. Full lot. So I actually didn't hear any of that. I'm going to have to get you to repeat it. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what you get for giving your kids prime energy drink.
I think I would... give this particular child something entirely different, if I'm honest.